We have to talk about this. I wouldn't love my neighbor unless I warn you. 2 Thessalonians says Jesus is coming in flaming fire to judge all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Let's talk about that judgment. I just witnessed to a man on the street right here. He was a seeker. He's maybe the reason I came. My wife was witnessing to someone else. And I had to warn him that the religious systems are set up against the doctrines of God. And this fire and this judgment that Jesus is bringing is going to judge your church system. It's going to destroy your political systems. It's going to destroy your sports, your media, your entertainment. It's going to destroy everything you believe, practice, and know outside the truth of God. The wrath of God is coming. Not God bless America. God's coming to judge and destroy America and the nations. And it says in the book of Revelation that Christ will come back and he's going to take back the kingdoms of the world. He's going to take back the kingdoms of the world. Why? Because today they're Satan's kingdom. Satan is the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. And if you're living in that culture, this culture, outside of the truth of Christ, you are in the kingdom of Satan. And you must rebel by the gospel I've been preaching to obey Jesus Christ and be born of him by his shed blood and enter the kingdom of God. It's today. It's right now. 2,000 years ago, Jesus said, the kingdom of God has come. Repent. It's in his people today. It's not of this world. It's not of flesh and blood. It's of spirit. The kingdom of God is of spirit. Are you in the spirit of Christ and the word of God? If not, you're a child of Satan practicing the culture and the flavors, 40,000 denominations of churchianity. So my hands would not be clean, Ezekiel 33, of your blood, neighbor, unless I preach the whole counsel of God's word, as Paul said in the book of Acts. And unless I warn you, your blood will be on my hands. I want to warn my neighbor about the wrath that's coming. God is so loving and graceful and merciful and forgiving. He is a God of all those things. He never changes. He's also a God of fire. He's a God of wrath. He's a God of judgment. He's a God of justice. And he's coming in flaming fire. Christ is loving and forgiving and merciful, but he's coming in flaming judgment. And many people say, oh, America, God bless America. No, God is not going to bless America. America is under the curse and the wrath of God right now. It's a corrupt, pagan, perverted nation that unless it repents and comes to itself in Christ and has a humble heart before him, he will not spare the nation, but he will spare people out of this nation. Your only hope is to flee the culture, flee the churches, flee the nation, not physically. We're in the world and we're not of it. I live in America. I'm not of its culture. I stand against it. I preach against it. I obey its laws as long as it doesn't tell me to disobey my Heavenly Father. But America is going to come to great judgment and wrath. It's already under the judgment of God. So we travel, we lift up our voices, we hold gospel signs, we preach on the internet, teach on the internet at don'tperish.com. Time is short, neighbor. Consider your fate outside of Jesus Christ. Your judgment's coming. God will separate the sheep from the goats, the wheat from the chaff. Repent and become a child of God, lest you lose your soul in the judgment that's coming. We loved our neighbors today and told the truth, and God was glorified.